Good Tuesday, everybody. Well, let's see. Back to Long Island from my week of state active duty, Lake Ontario region, doing public affairs work. Yes, you heard about my food adventures. Wasn't that bad. At least I wasn't eating MREs 3 meals a day. Done that before. I know plenty of us have done that before. Hey. Had breakfast, lunch, and dinner provided. Although it might have been the same for lunch and dinner. Chicken wrap with roasted chicken. I had chicken wings. Those were good. That was a nice treat, chicken wings. Or it was turkey for breakfast, which I ate for lunch. And then with the turkey sandwich, so my turkey breakfast slices, I ate with my turkey lunch sandwich, and then dinner was chicken. I was waiting for the brisket, but I never got that. Anyway, the Saturday before I left, I had sushi, so which wasn't bad. That was my late lunch, early dinner. I had enough that I filled me up for lunch, and then a few hours later, I had some more for dinner. So, what's today's adventure? Well, since I'm on furlough from my work, my full-time work as background investigator. It's not that the company I work for doesn't have the work. We have the contract with the government agency. It's just that the government agency we work with, their workers who are the case managers who give us the cases, they were considered non-essential workers. So they're not in the office. So hence, nobody's sending us any casework. So the company decided, hey, listen, we can't pay you to sit around and do nothing. We have the contract. We're gonna bring you back all back to work. It's just that we temporarily have to furlough you. I got it. So you know what? Thank God last week, I had my state active duty. That check should be coming in 2 weeks and put in for unemployment this week. Let's see how long that takes. So I bet you by the time I get back to work after the 22nd, hopefully get back to work after the 22nd, that other money is going to come through. So it's going to play catch up. So today I wanted to talk about my experience going to get the COVID test. No, I'm not sick. Thank God. Baruch Hashem. Thank God. I don't feel sick. No symptoms, etc., etc. I take Tylenol every other day, just mostly for my back and back issues. They were checking out temperature every day at the armories. So it was suggested to us that once you come off of a mission, even not coming off a mission, with a lot of soldiers who I was working with in Ontario, they were getting tested periodically. So if they just came on the mission, some were there for a week, they were getting tested, then they would do another set. So just to make sure everybody's okay and they could report everybody was tested and results are negative. And it was suggested to me, hey, listen, you come back from your mission, go get tested. So I logged into the New York State website that I was told to log into. We were told to list ourselves as Division of Military and Naval Affairs, essential employees or essential workers, military essential workers, State Defense Force, etc., etc. And I got a call on, I think I did that on Thursday or Friday, or I did that on Friday and Saturday. I get a call. I'm at the hotel, 518 number. Now I know 518 is Albany. So it could have been somebody from Joint Forces Headquarters or it's somebody from Albany. So I picked it up. And they said, this is the state calling, not the state, the State Department of Health, et cetera. They're calling to set up the appointment. Did I register? They verify your information. Yes. Who you working with or who are you, what agency? Tell them Division of Military and Naval Affairs, State Guard. They say, okay, great. When can you go? And I said, well, I'll be back to Long Island on Monday. I could go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They said, okay, we could We could set you up for Tuesday today. Great. So I, my testing center, as they asked, we located as Cedarhurst, Five Towns. They said, okay, we could go to Jones Beach. I was like, okay, Jones Beach, no problem. Now you would think it would be easy to find. No. I know Jones Beach pretty well. Grew up in Long Beach, grew up in the area. I know the area. I actually ended up having to go to the big tower. You know, everybody who's familiar with Jones Beach, you got the big water, that big roundabout circle, and that building in the middle, the tower or whatever it's called, the Jones Beach Tower. I had to go, I went that way and then came around, and then I saw the signs that said COVID testing, straight ahead, straight ahead, straight ahead. It's in the West End, so if you don't have a car, you're not going to get there so easily. It's only car accessible by car. Appointment only. Check your ID. Leave your windows up. Windows up all time, except they asked me to roll them down so they could hear, and I could pass them my ID so they could look at it. Roll the windows up. Pretty empty. I mean, pretty empty. Just no wait. Yeah, go to your lane, and one car ahead of me. The procedure is simple forward. The procedure was straightforward. Pull up your windows, roll up your windows. When they come to you, show your ID, double check your name, date of birth, etc., etc. Pull into the tent, and then again they check your name again. Almost like in a hospital, you know, they check your name five times, your bracelets, you know, make sure you're the person who you say you are. Nobody took your bracelet. They would do that during chemo. They check every time they gave new medication. Is this your name? You know, give us your date of birth. Even though I was zonked out on Benadryl, I was like, they're like, what's your, you know, and they want you to be, okay, what's your name? What's your date of birth? And then, okay, go back to sleep. So get underneath, turn off the engine, okay, give you a tissue. They say, blow your nose. When you're done blowing your nose, you know, throw the tissue away. They don't even give you where to throw the tissue away. So you got to put it on your seat or something, just then when you clean out your nose. Okay, this will be painless. Lean your head back. We're going to stick this thing down your nose. You're going to feel it and, you know, and poking. And I was tearing. I tell you, I was like ready to sneeze too. You had to hold it in because I heard if you sneeze, I got to do it all over again. And I was wearing my sunglasses. And they said, almost done, almost done. I'm like, okay. You know, they said, breathe, breathe, breathe. Okay, we're done. Okay. You're done. Have a nice day. Feel better. And I was like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I just was, you know, told to get this test done just for testing purposes, you know, just to confirm everything. No issues. So there's different thoughts here. Some say get the test done if you have symptoms. Or on the other hand, the essential workers, they're saying get the test done to make sure you don't have it, and then you could go back to work. But then you're quarantined for, you know, 24, 48 hours until you get the results. So we were told, get the test done. It's being provided for you. Get the test done. So I got the test done. So I'm waiting. I'm home anyway. Where am I going? I'm not going anywhere. Where I gotta go? Post office? I could wait till Friday. I, you know, went and did my testing today. And then driving, you know, I wish I could record it, but you're not allowed to because of HIPAA. But it was not nerve-wracking going, but in a way I would say I was nervous going. Nervous, you know, am I gonna yak? Because I can't do tests with down my throat. I can't even do the tongue press, you know, when they put the thing in your mouth and they make it go, ah, I can't do that. And every time I go to urgent care and have an issue with my throat, they're like, we can't see your throat, we gotta put, it's like, no, I'm gonna yak. And they just have to go by what they could see. And I'm sorry, I just, so their nose wasn't so bad. So back home, waiting for the results, and I survived getting COVID-19 tested. May, whatever today is, May 12th, 13th. I lost track of days, whatever day it is. But anyway, that's my episode for today. My experience getting COVID tested in Jones Beach. Getting there, not a problem. Getting to Jones Beach, finding the place, okay. I got a little delayed because I get off the highway, you get off, Jones Beach, and you drive, and you start driving towards the tower. And I think I missed it the first one. I decided to circle around and go back because it's the West End, and then you got to go another all the way into the West End, and it's barricaded and coned off, and they got the National Guard there and police there and everybody else. Appointment only. They double check and double check your ID. So, go into your lane, stay in your lane, stay in lane. The testing itself took 30 seconds, about. I didn't count, but I was tearing and I was gonna sneeze. I sneezed after the fact, once I drove away, and I was like, oh. And but yeah, I would say put a check mark next to being COVID-19 tested, not because I wanted to or needed to, but it was recommended and, in a way, voluntold to do it. So, yeah, I want to get a, I've been tested. I'm gonna wear a button. I've been tested negative. So anyway, that's my experience for today. So, hope you all don't have to experience it and don't have to go through the testing. Or even if you go through the testing, you all test negative. My prayers are with you. Have a great day. Have a great week. Stay safe out there. Remember, mask up. Wear a mask when you're out there. And let's flatten the curve. Peace out, everybody. See you soon. Bye.